Tuning is not an event, it's a lifestyle. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I remember back in the day, my early days of teaching, when I would go down the line and spend 10 minutes tuning individuals in my band. I'll tell you what, it didn't do any good. Yes, it helped when there was someone who was drastically off, but it didn't teach my students how to tune, and overall, the tuning wasn't better. All we did was make our concert B-flat or our concert F in tune, but everything else was still out of tune. I rarely pull out a tuner and go down the line like that anymore, at least not in that same way. I still have a long way to go. I still have a lot to learn, but I just want to share a few tips with you for some things that have worked really well for me. If you fix balance according to the pyramid of sound, for some reason, 80% of tuning is fixed. I don't quite understand this, why it works, but it does. If you fix balance, most of your tuning problems will go away. And especially if you get that bass line in tune. Another great tool to use for tuning is chorales. I personally like to use the Function Chorales by Stephen Melillo. I spend 5 to 8 minutes a day on these. The thing I like about the Function Chorales is that he has about 22 chorales written, and they're all written by number. And there you have the bass part, tenor, alto, soprano, and they're number, so you can play them in any key because it's based off of the scale. So a 1 means the first note of whatever key you're in. And so if you think about it, you have 22 times 12 different chorales that you can use. I often use these in the same key of the song we're working on or the scale of the week that we're working on. And students will often say to me, "We didn't tune today." And what they mean is I didn't pull out the tuner and go down the line and listen to a bunch of people. What I do now, though, is usually right before we do the function chorales, after we've done some other warm-up things, I will play a tone, usually a B-flat, or I'll have a section play a tone, either the tuba or the bass clarinets, and then everybody tunes to that just to get them close. But we don't spend time having every individual play to the tuner. But students will tell me, "We didn't tune today." And I tell them, "Yes, we did. We played 5 to 8 minutes of function chorales. And when you were out of tune, we went back and I asked you to listen to the bass part and make your sound fit into the bass part." Something you can do, I actually do this sometimes with my marching band, especially early in the season, because it seems like the tuning changes when you go outside. I'll have a concert F drone going, and we'll tune to that and maybe play the concert F scale to the drone going so we can hear how the notes fit into that concert F. Another tip is that students are more likely to hear flat than sharp. I don't know why this works, but it does. Sometimes when we are sharp to the fixed pitch, then our ears think everything is okay, but we can hear when it's flat. So I always tell my students, when in doubt, pull out and make it flat. Then if it gets worse, then they know that they went the wrong way. Another great way to help with tuning is to spend some time singing. I'll tell you, in my own band, it took a long time to create a culture where this was something the students were used to. My first years here at Falcon High School, they were very resistant to that. We'll sing sometimes to a chorale, and recently we just started singing half steps so that they can recognize those half steps. Just today, with the singing part, my orchestra said, "What is the point of this?" And I told them, I said, "Tuning is our weakest area as an orchestra. And if we can sing our parts and we can hear those parts, then we're going to be able to play them more in tune." You could also have the little clip-on tuners. This isn't ideal, though, because sometimes some students are paying more attention to that clip-on tuner. If you can get them to practice their long tones with a tuner at home, then they can get to learn the tendency of their instruments. That's when that particular exercise ends up working out well. Something you can also do, I do this a couple times a year, especially with my younger groups, I'll demonstrate the sound waves. I'll have two students play and have them play in tune. The students don't hear any waves. Then I'll have one of them pull way out, and the students can hear the waves when it's something extreme like that. Sometimes they can't hear it when it's just a little bit off. But when it's extreme, I ask them, can you hear the waves? Then we have them fix it about halfway. The waves get smaller. So if they can learn to do this themselves, then that's great. I hope that these tips have been helpful. Please visit my website, jamesdevine.net, where you can find back episodes of the podcast, and you can also get a free copy of my book, The Saxophone Diaries. That's at jamesdevine.net.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.